Sean Penn credits cowardly jeans for men surrendering their jeans and putting on a skirt. By Warner Todd Houston on January 28, 2022. Actor, director and left-wing activist Sean Penn is doubling down on his criticism of the recent trend of men wearing dresses, insisting that cowardly jeans lie at the root of the fashion fad. For the second time, the actor, who has spent years coming to the support of dictators from Venezuela and Russia, has spoken out about the cross-dressing trend that he feels is evidence of the feminizing of men. 2 weeks ago, the Flag Day star told the UK magazine The Eye that there has been an absence of male behavior in Hollywood, adding, "I am in the club that believes that men in American culture have become wildly feminized. I don't think that being a brute or having insensitivity or disrespect for women is anything to do with masculinity, or ever did. But I don't think that, in order to be fair to women, we should become them," he exclaimed. Now, in another interview this week, the Oscar-winning MILF actor addressed the topic in an interview with The Independent. "There are a lot of, I think, cowardly jeans that lead to people surrendering their jeans and putting on a skirt," he said. He went on to wave off claims that the patriarchy is a threat to women. "I have these very strong women in my life who do not take masculinity as a sign of oppression toward them," he said. Indeed, even as Penn speaks, male members of the entertainment industry have increasingly turned to gender bending to make their mark. Actors and singers have pushed the gender envelope, and their fashion choices include singer Harry Styles, actor and model Billy Porter, rappers Kid Cudi and Young Thug, and actors Jaden Smith and Ezra Miller. Netflix shows have gotten in on the game, too. Gender bending fashion is not the only topic Penn has concerned himself with in recent months. He has also been a vocal advocate of coronavirus vaccines and has even shut down production on his own film projects over the issue. Last August, he even accused the unvaccinated of pointing a gun in other people's faces for not being vaccinated. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.